So, you've come to this forest again. Looking a little worse for wear.
Oh, my apologies for startling you. I assure you, there's no cause for alarm. It's true. I am a vampire. But if I meant to harm you, I would have done it one of the other 10-plus times you've entered these woods, don't you think? Of course I noticed you. We don't get many human visitors, especially ones as loud as you. Coming here in the middle of the night just to vent your frustrations. Did you really think there was no one around to hear you? Well, that just shows how desperate you are to get things off your chest. Honestly, I can't understand the stresses of human life. It feels like all of you overcomplicate every little thing. But in my opinion, life is a lot more simple than you make it out to be. I assume that's why you have so much to complain about. Then again, I am just a random outsider. I can't really know everything you've been through. But I was wondering if you could tell me about it. Yes. I really would like to know. I'm curious about humans. Rather, I'm curious about you. I would like to understand your problems, and also how we can ease your burden. If I could be of any help in that endeavor, it would mean so much to me. Yes, I mean it. Though, I can't blame you for being wary around a monster such as myself. Even so, I had to make the offer. What do you say? Really? Right now? Marvelous. In that case, come with me. I'll take you to my home. It's a cave, not far from here. Not this again. If I wanted to turn you into a meal, there's no reason for me to drag things out like this. I just want you to be able to sit down and relax while we chat. Oh, you would be surprised. Even by human standards, I can assure you my cave is quite comfortable. I've had it fully cleaned out and furnished. It's not the dark, dank place riddled with stalagmites and puddles that you might be thinking of. I guess that's exactly what you were picturing then. Oh, no need to apologize. It's only natural to think of it that way when you haven't seen it. And that's why it will be my honor to change your perspective a little. I think sometimes that's all we really need. So, please, come along. Here we are. Please, step inside. You can just follow the lights to the main living space. I suppose your paranoia is understandable, after all. Very well. I'll lead the way. Finally, I can welcome you to my home. Pray, have a seat anywhere you'd like. What's wrong? Are you puzzled by all the choices? If that's the case, may I direct your attention to this piece over here? That's right. It's a sofa. I'm guessing you've never seen a sofa in a cave before, That perplexed look on your face. It's quite enjoyable to look at. In any case, please have a seat. You may even recline if you wish. I don't mind. It's the most comfortable piece in this room, so I do hope you make the most of it. Well, what do you think of my humble abode so far? My, that's such a kind thing for you to say. I would give you a tour of the rest, but, that's not why we're here today, is it? We're here because you have things to say, and I want to listen. Please, get started whenever you're ready. Cursed with misfortune? Why are you so certain of something like that? I don't know much about money, but I do understand it's difficult for humans if they were to lose all of it. But surely the other humans around you could help? Abandoned. Ah, I get it now. You're just like me. No, that's not important. Please, go ahead. I heard you mention your family several times. A beautiful wife and daughter, was it? I know you want to protect them, but surely difficult times like these are when you can all rely on each other. Isn't that right? Wait, what's wrong? Your face. It went pale all of a sudden. Even more pale than mine. Did I say something I shouldn't have? Oh, dear, I'm so very sorry. Please, forgive me. No, you don't have to talk about it anymore. It would probably do the opposite of helping you. You want to? Very well. Then, please, continue. Yes, I had heard about a strange sickness afflicting the humans as of late. I just never realized how serious it was. And without money, you couldn't get the appropriate care. Really, humanity is so complicated. Wait, you did get medicine? Then what happened? Amazing. That was so brave of them. They gave up their medicine to save you instead. They must truly love you. I understand you think you are riddled with misfortune, but you have been given the gift of life all over again. And for their sake, I must insist that you make the most of it. Do you mind if I hold you? I mean, like this. If we're like this, I could cradle your head against my stomach as I stroke your hair. If we're this close, then you can definitely hear me when I say this is not the end. As long as you survive, you can find a way through the pain. One day, you'll be able to accept the past and look forward to the future. I'm not saying it has to be soon, and I'm certainly not saying to forget the pain. It's a part of you now. But so is all the joy that you've experienced. That will never go away. Please, don't talk like that. You are strong. Sadness won't devour you. I won't let it. Because I have an idea of what you're going through. I know that must seem strange from your perspective, but I did have a husband. At least, a man I loved as such. Even for a human, his life was fleeting. Cut short by sudden illness affecting the land. When it got terrible, he was treated by human doctors in his city. He would not allow me to enter, saying the humans would blame me. I think part of that was true, but I also think he just did not wish for me to see him in such a state. Thanks to that, I can remember him as he was. How he truly was. So please do that for your family as well. Just remember them. That's all you have to do. That will keep the despair at bay one day, the memories will completely overpower your sadness. And one day, you will be able to return to these woods again. But not to shout vindictive phrases to the heavens. No, you will whisper words of thanks for the things you are grateful for. The love you received. The life bestowed upon you. I think that is something to work towards. Yes, I believe you can trust me. Ah, there it is. That sparkle in your eye. I've been waiting for it. You looked so sad when you entered these woods. But ever since I revealed myself to you, your face had grown so solemn, as if you had given up. It was like, as soon as you saw a monster in front of you, you thought your life was forfeit, and your problems would no longer matter. I never really considered it, but could that have been your goal all along? To come here and make a fuss until someone or something decided you were too much of a nuisance? That's all right. You don't have to answer. Something like that would never happen. Not in this forest, anyway. It's a safe space for monsters and humans alike. Actually, if you wanted, you could live in this forest. With me. On second thought, forget I said anything. I'm supposed to be helping you, not saying whatever selfish thing pops into my head. I'm so sorry for... On one condition. And what exactly would be that condition? I can see in your eyes that you are serious. You actually do want me to turn you into a vampire. Well, I suppose that is one way to cure both of our loneliness. But more importantly, it means you are resolved to live. And nothing makes me happier than that. Very well. I'll do it. Here. Drink a little blood from my wrist. Good. Good. That should be enough. Now, please, lay down here, on my lap. The change will be physically exhausting. It's easier if you fall asleep first. That is something I can help you with. You can just relax for now. And if you feel anything strange, just let me know. Other than that, enjoy. Enjoy peace. And when you wake up, you will have more of the same. I know other humans may reject you after this, but that's why you're here, isn't it? I won't hurt you. I won't betray you or your resolve. I'll help you adjust to your new situation. Life out here has its own troubles, yet it is simple. Home.